We move on to another story now, another very disturbing story. If the Gardaí hadn't arrived at the flat where Natalie Ennis was being brutally tortured by a gang of men, she believed she would be dead. But Natalie Ennis did survive 3 hours of sadistic torture that felt like 3 years. Yesterday, five men were sentenced for what the judge called the unimaginable trauma she suffered. And outside the court, David Hall from the domestic violence charity Sonus spoke about Natalie's courage, having survived what he said was not just an assault, but torture. David Hall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
Tell me about meeting Natalie, what the past 10 months have been like for her, and what yesterday's verdict meant to her.
The night that this happened and she had been taken to hospital, spent about 3 weeks in hospital with horrific injuries that were detailed to the court and to Justice Codd, the Gardaí had nowhere to ask for Natalie to go to and contacted Sonus, where I'd been CEO 12 months ago and been there for a 12 month stint. I finished at the end of August to help with some structural changes that we're doing and some adding additional refuge spaces and safe homes. And you know, our team said yes and rang me, and they had made the decision to say yes, and they rang me to ask me was it okay to take in Natalie on circumstances that are unusual.
Because it's not normal, this wouldn't be the normal perception of domestic
violence. No, it wouldn't be. And again, we have a number of people who are with us currently and have been with us who fall into similar categories involved in abuse of a different shape and kind and violence against women. Mm-hmm. So Natalie's been with us for 10 months. We've gotten to know Natalie. Our team have been hugely supportive of her and have been, as they do with all of our clients, and been spectacular in dealing with her. We've seen a woman who had been tortured and had been put through immense turmoil, an innocent woman who had no hand, act, nor part, as acknowledged by the Gardaí, by the court, and unchallenged by the five defendants' legal team, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time and suffered unimaginable pain, grief, anguish, and torture, mental and physical, and misogynistic violence of threats made against her. Most people, since yesterday, and many people have contacted me and others, can't even comprehend what happened to Natalie.
No, and the court reports were so distressing that any human being could do that to another human being.
For 3 hours, eight men in a room for 3 hours sustained. And yesterday, you know, it was a bittersweet day for Natalie, and after court with her mum and her sister and Siobhan, our head of services, and myself and Anne-Marie went for lunch. We had a very serious conversation about everything that went on and all of she's gone through. There's been a number of false dawns and turning up in court. The process is unhelpful. The supports that Natalie had is very difficult yesterday, listening and watching five solicitors, five junior counsels, five senior counsels, six officers of the court, and then references and mitigation being handed in to their lawyers, being given to the judge, including...
Which is a defendant's right.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. For their mental health reports and psychological reports, Natalie hasn't had any help yet. Natalie hasn't met one counsellor yet. Natalie's on a waiting list for a counsellor, of which the first appointment will be next month. 11 months after she has sustained an assault. You know, Natalie has no dental appointment, no dental care, having suffered a fractured skull, lost some teeth, and been violently assaulted. I am texting a friend of mine who's a dentist to see Natalie and look after her teeth. That is the state of services that we've listened to, many press releases, many statements in relation to helping women who've suffered violence, be that sexual or be that physical or emotional violence. We say hollow words in relation to supports and services, but we don't deliver.
And I know that, again, Natalie was happy yesterday and spoke about the way Judge Pauline Codd dealt with the case and the support that she got from the Gardaí, especially Gardaí Shane Darcy and Deirdre MacDonald. What you're talking about are these systemic problems.
These are systemic problems. Gardaí, where the Gardaí turning up that night? By the way, they turned up that night to serve a warrant by pure and utter coincidence. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind the outcome here would have been far more horrific, and Natalie 110% agrees and has stated categorically that she wouldn't be here hadn't they intervened. The two Gardaí in charge of the case, and the judge complimented them, as Natalie complimented them, have been only immensely supportive to her and have gone above and beyond everything they could do, and are a credit to An Garda Síochána. The system is a joke. The system uses a victim as a pawn to allow a prosecution to take place and does not. I'm an adult male in a courtroom on Friday and yesterday feeling threatened. I'm not involved in the case, only there to support Natalie. How does Natalie feel?
Not because anyone was doing anything threatening necessarily, but just
that
because
entire environment. Yeah. But the judge did have to give a warning to everyone in the court to hold them in contempt in circumstances where they had any further abuse to anybody else in the courtroom. But it's that environment that's there without some support and psychological support. Teeth, trauma, housing. Like, Natalie's on a housing list in an area where these offenders are and their families. We're trying to move her to a different area. The administrative and bureaucracy involved in moving someone in our circumstances is embarrassing. And we hear lip service, and all it is lip service to services for victims. And enough talk and waffle needs to stop, and action needs to be given to give the respect to women we allegedly say we want to support.
You have met Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan. What do you want him to do?
I think Justice Minister is very, very good. Prior to him becoming minister and prior to the election, he called me in and asked me for guidance and advice, which is given. Coon, a new state agency, and I've dealt with state agencies for 30 years, and I can only compliment them. We've had a huge value with Sunnis over the last year. We're adding on more refuge spaces with their partnership this year. I think the minister needs to listen to victims, needs to listen to survivors, give them the respect they deserve, and understand categorically that the system doesn't work. It's a patchwork of system. It's a mishmash of a system. And if we really want to pay homage to those victims who are brave to come forward into a very difficult system, we need to respect them by giving them the services and support. No one's looking
for a
mirror.
It's about services. Is it also about legislation so that victims or people making allegations have more support around them in court? Because under our system, it's all about whether somebody is innocent or guilty. It's not about the person who was a victim of a crime.
The system, there's a victim suite in the courts, fantastic people, but it's a facility to sit and have a coffee. The services and systems that are needed are the legislation to protect victims who are a victim. The court can decide the innocence and guilt of those who are being prosecuted, but we need to have those supports: housing, healthcare, mental health, trauma supports. It is a very difficult place for someone who's had such a crime like Natalie had perpetrated upon her, and other women that go through Sunnis's doors and other services throughout the state. We need to have those supports. We need to show victims it's a safe place to come forward. You will be looked after. As many people listening to this programme today will wonder in horror, how come the basics are not being looked after?
How is Natalie this morning?
This morning, good, and is going to get her hair done this morning, and we're having a few things to do later on. And I think, look, Natalie is a very, very lovely person, and her mum and her sister and her family support, they're there, who've been through horrific, the wrong place, wrong time, been through a horrific time, has a long journey to go ahead yet, and unhelped by a dysfunctional system.
Well, her courage has been remarkable to many people, and I hope she's aware of that. David Hall from the domestic violence charity Sunnis, thank you. The time now 27 minutes past 8.